In Zimbabwe, political uncertainty continues following the announcement late last week that elections in 2011 are unlikely. The drafting process of a new constitution for Zimbabwe is also far behind schedule. The spokesman for the UK-based Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, told us there is a real danger of instability immediately following the end of President Robert Mugabe's rule.
The power vacuum is inevitable, really. The latest word is that Mugabe is seriously ill with urinary cancer. On the other hand, he's refused to acknowledge the possibility of a succession at all, and he's avoided naming a successor. And the real danger is that when he goes, there will be a fight to the death between the rival camps, one led by a former army chief, Solomon Mujuru, and Defense Minister Mnangagwa. Both of them have made a pitch for the leadership. And there's a lot to fight for because the diamonds are now bringing in millions of dollars. And this is undoubtedly disappearing rapidly in the hands of Mugabe's henchmen. In fact, many people see the discovery of this huge alluvial diamond deposit in the east of the country as a complete disaster because it looks like it will bankroll Mugabe's mafia for the foreseeable future.